content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. To go higher, baby. Boy, are you in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Jill Lane and Kip Watson in studio with me. Hey, guys.
So exciting. Hey. I haven't been here with Kip for a long time.
I know. And you guys are part of the original team.
I love it.
You really are. So you guys will laugh, okay, everyone out there listening. You know, so the girl said to me, hey, what do you want to talk about at the opening? And we have an idea of your game. And and they said, how about the recent news story about the Miss America pageant? And I said, hell yeah, I want to talk about that. I do. So what do you guys all think?
Well, maybe you should tell people what the change
is. Well, most people know. Okay, so you tell them, Kip. Tell them the change.
Well, actually, Lexley has more knowledge of it, but it's no longer going to be the pageant that I remember as a child.
Yep.
Of course, I'm probably dating myself here, but back in the 70s, that was like the family entertainment, right? You grab the TV tables, everybody's sitting down, everybody's watching it.
You're rooting for your state.
Yeah. You know? And it's not that way anymore, I don't think.
It's like the Olympics of
beauty,
I guess, right?
I guess.
The beauty Olympics.
Right, because you had...
Pretty is as pretty does, though, okay? And beauty in outward doesn't necessarily mean that you are beautiful inside.
But I think that's what... Well, I think that's where, I guess, some of the changes, as I understand, is trying to happen. To me, it's like, okay, this isn't going to be a beauty pageant anymore. Right. It's going to be like a brain pageant.
Yeah. You know what? My daughter said, I might actually win, Mom, because they eliminated the swimsuit competition and the evening gown.
And the evening gown.
And she's beautiful. I'm like, what are you talking about? But that's the message that it sends.
But it's no longer a pageant then. Let's not call it a pageant then. We got to call it something else.
Don't tell me that you think that the pageant is a good idea.
I think it has its place.
Oh, you know, okay. Now, you just, like, unnerve me a little bit. I'm being completely honest because I'm very passionate about this subject, and I think it's so demeaning to women to judge them by what they look like. And you, of all people, and me, too, we both suffered from eating disorders. I have a daughter that has an eating disorder. I think this sends the wrong message to—and why is it women? Why isn't it men? Let's put men up there, and let's see what they got.
I would love it. Let's get a men's swimsuit.
Yeah, let's measure their penises, too, because that's what it's— Seriously, you know what? You can roll your eyes. You can say that, but it's crude because it is crude. It's crude to judge women by how big their breasts are. Some women aren't born with big breasts. That doesn't mean they're not as good as a woman that has big breasts.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. No, I'm not. It's my show. I'll talk all I want.
Don't look over at me for the love of the Lord.
Nobody look at me. I love this because I love it when you get on your soapbox. But I think
it's not a soapbox. I'm passionate about it because I care about women. I care about people.
I understand, but I think there. I have a slight, as usual, right? I got a different take on it. Do I think people are doing that when they watch something like that? Or certainly our culture has that. We have created and cultivated a culture of judging women based on their body anatomy.
Right.
Hold on just a second. And what they look like. Historically, though, women's bodies and women's beauty truly is a work of art of our creator. Right? Both a male and a female body.
Right.
I don't think it's wrong to look at the body and go, man, that is a beautifully and wonderfully made human being.
They're lucky. They got good genetics when someone's perfectly symmetrical.
Okay, but I think the rise of the pageant industry, to some degree, there is a celebration of that. And those women that dedicated themselves... Yeah, having known some young women who have done pageants,
so have I. They're mindless.
That is not true at
all.
The
one I know is like totally mindless.
Not true at all. They're very disciplined people. And they see it as a route to achieve what they want to achieve. And it's one way to do that.
But why does it have to be focused on beauty? Why does it have to be focused on how thin you are, how big your boobs are, how pretty your face is, how well your hair is done, or your makeup? I'm serious. And what about if we did this to men? What about if we judge men? Let's put them in Speedos and, you know, and let's look at their wallets
men
too and see how much.
Beautiful as a female
well,
body.
I totally disagree.
Not.
Well, I, you
and
know,
there's a
I must
different-
be. Tr-
There's there is a difference in looking at a man than at a woman. But I think when you look at the art, God, it's the artistic value and beauty of the way a woman
but
is shaped.
But it shouldn't determine your value
I
as
never,
a human being.
But see, I don't
but
think
that's
it
what
does.
The pageant did. Of course it did. Why do you need to see somebody in a swimsuit?
But here's my thing. I think the only comment I have to say about it is the people who participate choose
yeah,
to participate.
That's what
They're
I'm
not
thinking.
Being forced
it is a choice.
To parade
right.
along the stage.
They
so
want to do it.
And they
like
work
the
their butts
yeah,
off
I
to
work
get
with athletes. Absolutely. They choose to do it. I have a colleague who's extremely intelligent and very bright, and she does
great point.
She just did it as something she wanted to see if she could achieve it as a platform for herself to speak about the causes that she loves and she did it as just like a goal for herself mm-hmm. and she chose to do it. So my only concern, because this is happening in our society,
narcissism
is that, no, it's the watering down of the political correctness across all things mm-hmm. and
yes.
not letting people choose to do something that they want to choose to do.
I agree, but we have become such a narcissist society. We really have. Guy Mezger, I wish that we would have had a mic on him yesterday after the show. He spoke so eloquently about what a narcissist society we have become. You know, he and I both agreed that I've never been more disappointed in this country in my life. We are focusing on the wrong things. We are. And part of that is focusing on the beauty of someone on the outside and not what comes out of their mouth or what's in their mind.
Listen,
we judge men.
Kip and
okay.
I work with athletes
know,
who have svelte physiques
artistic
that are
body.
Judged on their body type because yeah. of their sport and criticized on social media at 24 hours a day. It's the yeah. same thing. And I think where you're, I think, Bernadette.
I hear your passion
yeah,
about
and
the,
we do
the
in
negative
our homes.
Judgment.
I think the judgment's coming more from not from the people participating in the sport or the pageant. It's just the community. Back to your point, I mean, I do think there's some core value issues related to loving yourself no matter how you look, et cetera, et cetera. But if someone chooses to participate in something
right.
and they work
but
and towards
don't.
The effort.
The parents
that's
get them involved
not,
at a
no,
very
no, no,
early
no.
age.
That's
a lot
true.
Of these girls, it is true. A lot of these girls start when they're really, really young. Their mothers focus on the outside and not the inside. Not all of them. You can't broad brush anything. But I've always had a problem with it. And, you know, I just think, and it's just wrong. It's wrong to judge women, just like it's wrong to judge men on what they look like or how much money they have in their bank account. It's wrong. It's devaluing the beauty of a human being and a human mind, in my opinion. It is. Okay, Diamond, what do you think? I'm bringing you in on this. And Aviana, you jump on that mic. What do you think?
Me and my mom used to watch the pageants when we were, like, we used to have, like, a pen and paper and all that. But
right.
I have two things. So as far as, like, the evening gown is concerned, it was never about, like, their boobs. It was just about, like,
the dress
they chose.
Yeah,
and
I love
the grace in which they walked with.
I agree.
And it reminds me, my mom was one of those, fitness. She was really into the gym, so she used mm-hmm. to train to do those fitness competitions, you
which
know,
is
where
very
they
similar, yeah.
they have a routine mm-hmm. and it's very pageant like, and males do that mm-hmm. too. And
yeah.
so
mm-hmm.
I think yep. my look at pageants are a little different because I look at it in that mm-hmm. scope more.
Yeah,
so
well,
than
I love fashion.
Judgment.
Are you kidding me? I could have had a career in the fashion industry. I absolutely love fashion. I've been obsessed with it since I was a little girl. Like, I'm talking 9 years old. And so I appreciate the artistic value, as you just, spoke about. But I swear to you guys, it's so damaging to the human psyche to focus on the outside and not the inside. It doesn't matter if they choose it or not. We as a country are focused way too much on what we look like. Nobody even knows what a real woman or man looks like anymore on a magazine or in a magazine. Everything is airbrushed. We've got apps for selfies. I mean, the selfie, they should call this generation the selfie revolution. It's disgusting the level of narcissism in this country. We even have apps because we can't even put a picture out of ourselves that's a real raw picture. We got to touch it up here and touch it up there because everybody's judging us by what we look like. And it's very destructive, I believe. So
I agree
glad
with
you brought it up.
Well, I agree that we need to emphasize change and value and character and all those intangibles that are, you know, come from the inside. I think what we also value though is all that internal character and drive and motivation and hard work and discipline and focus, all those things then create what you see on the outside. Mm-hmm. And for fitness competitors and athletes and bodybuilders and pageant people, women, it takes both. It takes both what's on the inside to create what's on the outside, right? And those people that choose, as Jill said, to do that, I mean, it's partly there. It's knowing what you're made of towards a goal that you're mm-hmm. pursuing. And on the outside, you get to see the visible evidence of all that hard work and discipline that you've put into it.
Yeah. I watched the Miss Universe contest a couple of years ago with my little daughter, and I took it as an opportunity to sit on the couch with her. And yes, appreciate the beautiful gowns, but also understand how damaging it is for a person, a human being,
but maybe now
particularly
you can
a woman, okay, to judge herself by what she looks like. And this is the point. When it came down to the two women and they were just sitting there so excited, they wanted to know who was going to win and who was going to be the winner. Who's the prettiest girl on the planet? Mirror, mirror on the wall, okay? Guess what? When the one person won, the other one, they removed her quickly. You know why? Because she was freaking devastated because she didn't win. And we shouldn't put women or any people in that kind of situation where they are mentually or emotionally destroyed because they're not the prettiest person in the room. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
I'm like sitting here shocked by what you're saying because I'm like, she chose to put herself there.
Yes.
She's not devastated. She's disappointed, but she wasn't devastated.
You should have seen the look on her face, and she started to tremble, and then they quickly got her away.
But Bern, let me ask a question. So how does that differ from someone who participates in the Olympics, choose a one-on-one sport, let's say ice skating, a girl
Here's
versus
why.
A girl.
Performance. You're based on performance, not what you look like. And that's why, to bring it back around, all the way around, that is why I am thrilled that they got rid of the bathing suit and the evening gown competition.
Well,
I am.
But now maybe it's as you're watching that with your daughters, right? It's like, let's talk about all the hard work, the focus, the discipline, and all those intangibles of character that it took to stand up there.
Right. The pageantry of literature, of being well-spoken, as you said, Diamond, of being graceful and being lovely, being a truly
feminine
woman.
So let's talk about that, not how damaging it is, but how this incredible, the daily discipline that it takes.
We can
do
that now.
Let's celebrate that.
We
are. As you stand there and watch a beautiful woman of both brains and body up there.
We've come
judged.
A long way, baby. And like the Virginia Slims, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The advertisement for You've Come a Long Way, Baby, that started like in the
70s. That was the 70s.
Yeah, because that was the beginning, really, of women trying to get the respect that they have deserved for so many years for how hard they work to be women. It's hard. It's hard to be a woman.
Listen, if a woman wants to work hard and prance around the stage in a swimsuit and a gown and choose to do that, then who am I to say that that's wrong? I mean, you know, there's nothing illegal happening. You know, if there's nothing illegal happening around that, then that is her choice. Just mm-hmm. like my athletes choose to put themselves on the highest stage and be berated on social media 24/7, it's their choice to do that. And we live in a country that allows for choice.
Oh,
and
I love choice.
We just have to be careful when we start to dictate everybody else's choices.
I'm still glad that they made the decision. Or maybe they should have two pageants for the women that want to show and demonstrate their grace and their intelligence and the ones that want to solely focus on what they look like. Maybe that's the answer.
I think if we're going to do that, then we have to not airbrush anything on magazines.
Right.
We have to do only. So I think what you're saying is we have to do that everywhere then, mm-hmm. not just in a pageant. Magazines, you know, any place where there's a woman that's not in her natural state, we shouldn't be quote, allowing for that.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to go to that degree, then that should be everywhere.
I don't know. I'm glad we talked about it, though.
It
was great spirit.
Yeah.
All right. So this girl's going to say we're going to break and we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
what you want to feel. I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own?
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Got me so fired up.
Now I want a
two-step to get it out.
Where's your jump rope when you need it?
You know, oh my gosh. Love you, B. You know, I love you.
I know.
B.
I love you too, and I love it when we disagree. And that's the great freedom about living in America. You can express your thoughts and your feelings on radio or television or whatever. Or at least I say
social
that.
Social media.
Well, social media. Yeah. Don't get me started. Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to go there again because we'll probably end up doing the whole show.
That's right. We'll do a show on it someday.
Yeah, we should. I think it's a very important subject. I really do. And but so great to have you girls in studio, Jill Lane and Kip Watson. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. And Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and sports psychology professional. She holds two master's degrees and has nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. Kip is a certified high performance coach, a former professional athlete, and she's a mom of two. And Jill is a mom of three, and they're all in the studio, and they are the most beautiful little darling little children I have ever seen. They're a sight to behold. I would love to put a picture of them with you out on social media. And what a beautiful little family you and Michael have.
Thank you. You know that they got the mom talk. You know, that talk
before we came in.
My mother just used to pinch us when we were in church.
They got the look.
She would warn us first.
Right.
Pinch. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, my
Probably
gosh.
I can't do that these days.
Well, you know, I love what we're talking about today. So who wants to go first? Because I really don't care. You want to go first, Kip? Jill? You want to go? All right, Kip, let's start. Or, you know what? Jill, let's start with
you. Let's do
this. Let's do this. Okay, so staying healthy on summer vacation. I'm getting ready to leave for a little trip tomorrow, actually, right after the show.
Fun.
And I'm going to Austin on a trip with my daughter. My other daughter is staying here. And I'm going to be out at Lake Travis. And, you know, traveling around Austin and hopefully.
Such a fun city.
It is such a fun city. So, you know, you work a lot with athletes that travel for their work and sport. And you also work with families and adults that travel both for business, family vacations, and fun. So what can we do to have fun while on vacation but not come back feeling bloated and regretful?
I think the biggest thing is to first decide, and we have the perfect person in the room to, you know, elaborate on this later in the show. Decide before you go how it is that you want to feel while you're on your trip and when you get back. Just the power of making that choice to say, you know what, I'm choosing to let loose and just let myself choose whatever I want on this trip, regardless of how that's going to make me feel or knowing how I'm going to feel when I come back. Or, you know what, I'm going to do some of the things we're going to go through next so that I feel energetic and, you know, not too far off of what I normally do when I'm home so that I feel not bloated and not, you know, not myself, basically, while I'm on my trip. So you just consciously make the choice before, either way.
Yeah.
And then you just go with it.
You
so
go
that
with
way
it.
You hopefully don't have regret afterwards because you consciously chose how the vacation was going to roll for you or the business trip or whatever it is. I work with athletes, so for them, it's like business. And they can't afford, when they're traveling for their sport, to have a quote-unquote off day but just because they're in another city competing.
Yeah. I think for a lot of business people, you talked about a lot of your you know, athletes travel both for business and family vacations. For me personally, business trips are difficult because you find yourself working almost the whole time and you want to come up fast and you want to go down quickly so you can go to sleep. So I find myself drinking too much coffee and too much alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And just goes to, and we'll talk about kind of what the plans are. I mean, you have to consciously choose and bring some stuff, which we'll get into, so that it's like you're in your environment at home, just in another city. And I personally love to travel because it's my time. I have my little cocoon of my hotel room. I set it up the way I want to. I have a little routine. I bring certain things. I bring my friends. We'll talk about that in a second. So that, to me, I'm almost more on my A game when I travel than I am at home, just because I have all the little things that I need and nothing extra.
Well, yeah,
and
you're not distracted by the other stuff at home either.
Well, and you're not distracted by three children. I mean, that's a huge one.
Can I say that when they're in the room? I would never be distracted by them. Only fueled.
Right.
Okay.
Mom.
Excuse me. Can you do it? Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I think the first most important thing is you do that. You choose before. And then also before you go. So the first tip is to choose. I have five tips. The first one is to consciously choose and envision how you want the trip, whether it's vacation or fun or business or competition, to go for you. Then you start to prepare. And the first thing is you hydrate well. And because I work with athletes, this is something we pay special focus to. But something you said really triggered this, and this happens to us non-athletes when we travel, is that we get really dehydrated.
Well, alcohol dehydrates you.
We go to elevation. Just flying in an airplane dehydrates you and changes the way your body retains water. And so we start a very dedicated hydration plan 3 days out from travel. So
that
when you arrive, you don't arrive dehydrated, because when you're dehydrated and you're not prepared well, there's not a lot of water in hotel rooms, and the bottle costs 10 times, if there is, more than normal. And so no one wants to drink it because it has that sign on it that says $10 for this, you know, 16-ounce water. So
Jill, I have to ask you, because right before I came here, I was having a session with one of my golfers. And so we were evaluating the different areas of his life. And the one area we evaluate is physical. So I asked him about his hydration, because we're entering into the summer, summer tournament time. And so I asked him, like, you know, how much water? Oh, Lord Jesus. Like, I was like, that's not enough, right? But then the other thing he said, well, it might be, you know, it might be more like 2 liters with my soda intake. And I went, what?
So how much is
enough? So I would like your comment on what soda does, like with travel or even with an athlete. Like, what is the impact on the body as far as being ready or not ready?
Well, it's not a hydration choice. You know, in the worst of worst things, like if there's nothing else and an athlete is out stuck on a golf course and they literally have nothing else and they're dehydrated and the sun's beating down on them, you need to drink whatever you get your hands on. Mm-hmm. That's just the true story. Yeah. But if you're well prepared and hydrated from water first and fruits and vegetables, those are the three primary sources we get hydration in our diet. Everything else comes secondary to that. So in my business, I don't count hydration from any other source as a primary hydrator. So I don't count caffeinated beverages, alcohol, certainly, sodas. I sometimes count juice, but I don't recommend a lot of juice consumption. Right. And I will sometimes take in the count the fluid that comes from a protein shake if you're making a shake and you're putting in 16 ounces of water to that. But we need to mostly keep track of water, to your point, because people aren't drinking enough water.
They
The first thing to go when you're dehydrated, by the way, we all think muscle cramps, all this stuff, is your brain.
Your brain.
It's your brain. It's your
brain. I was there this morning from drinking too much alcohol last night.
When you travel for business or competition or fun, you don't want to be tired or unfocused or not on point just simply from hydration.
Yeah.
No one wants to be cranky on vacation.
No, you
that,
don't.
That doesn't help anybody.
Absolutely.
When you're traveling as a family.
Well, we've got lots more to talk about, everyone. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H-Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H-Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Jill Lane and Kip Watson in studio. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newscast, our newsletter, not newscast, sorry.
We'll give you the local letter, weather.
Newscast. Where in the heck did that come from?
Hey, we dropped some news on this show, right?
Well, I'm dehydrated. I told you that. I did.
Someone get this lady some water.
I drank a little bit too much wine last night, and I didn't drink enough water in between. But so you can go and get our weekly newsletter at oneliferadio.com is what I wanted to say. And you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. These are great companies that have been with us for a long time, like Sun Warrior. Get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powder and supplements. You can get it at Central Market. You can get it at Whole Foods. Trying to think of where else besides Smoothie King and
Sprouts,
Vitamin Shop.
Maybe, or
probably, you know what? I think I have seen it in Sprouts. I don't shop at Sprouts, so I don't know. But and then there's the H Hemp Company, made with only premium hemp, cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope, tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants, and that's really important. It's also non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. And you can get 20% off your first order if you use the code OLR. That's One Life Radio. OLR. And our newest sponsor, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas. You know what?
I wish I had one of those in my backyard.
Well,
I'm saving
what?
Up.
I'm getting one.
Oh, yes.
I get it delivered. Anyway, it's a long story, but I'm getting it in the next couple of days. We're going to get it hooked up. You can come over and use it.
I'm coming.
Because, you know, people don't understand. You know, I didn't either. I didn't know how wonderful they are for you. They can detoxify your body. All kinds of great benefits. They say it helps with weight loss and all kinds of things. So it just makes you healthier and it boosts your immune system. And theirs are not only, not that I care, but they're beautiful.
They are. They're very
they really
pretty.
Are aesthetically beautiful. They're durable, and they also make commercial ones as well. So they're number one doctor and consumer recommended brand. So trust in a company that cares. And I love trusting in you guys, and I love having you in studio. Before the break, we were talking about with Jill Lane. She's a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. That's at Team Fueling Champions, or her website, fuelingchampions.org. And of course, Kip Watson, longtime on the show here, is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor. And she's also a sports psychology professional, and she's a certified high performance coach. So, two very knowledgeable girls here talking to you. So let's talk about this. So saving healthy or staying healthy on summer vacation. We talked about hydration. Number two is pack well. I really need some help on this.
So I said earlier, packing, you know, I'm not talking about shoes and clothes and all that stuff, which, you know, I also need help with. I'm so focused on all the food and stuff that I'm bringing that I always really drop the ball when it comes to all of the stuff I should be wearing. But
I think women are famous for bringing too much stuff. Yeah.
So here's the deal. We're out of our element when we travel. And And when we get to kind of the next thing, I'll tell you how to prepare better for that. But when it comes to packing, I have always a section in my bag, and my athletes do, and anybody that I work with, quite frankly, that has just the basic stuff you're going to need to survive if all hell breaks loose when you're traveling. There's not a good breakfast accessible. The meeting runs over and you don't have a snack with you. There's nothing good to choose at a hotel. When you go into the mini bar, there's nothing good for you there that's going to balance your blood sugar and help you stay on point. And if you go down to get breakfast, it's 20 times the price that it normally is for three eggs. And so it's very expensive. And so I pack breakfast and I pack snacks. And here's normally what I tell my clients to pack. At any place you go, whether it's Target or Walmart or your local grocery store, there's a company that will carry, whether it's Emerald Nuts or Trader Joe's, individual packets of raw nuts, almonds or almonds and walnuts. So I tell people to pack those, just pack the whole box in there. Then I tell them to pack individual packets of plain instant oatmeal, get the gluten-free if that's something you need, because every hotel room always has a coffee pot. And it's not for brewing coffee when I travel. It's for making hot water so I can make my oatmeal.
Okay.
And then I bring a shaker bottle that's empty, and I pack individual portions of my protein powder. So I shake up my protein powder, I make my oatmeal, and I'm a tea drinker, so I drink tea. And because I want a little caffeine, I use it as an ergogenic aid. And actually, the literature shows that caffeine is actually not dehydrating. And so not the caffeine that dehydrates you, it's just that you're not drinking enough other stuff. Alcohol is a big problem, but not caffeine.
Okay.
So that is the great way to just control for your breakfast. So that way you can do breakfast, you have your routine, you do it in your room. I've even packed a spoon and bowl with me if I'm not sure I can call. Otherwise, I call room service or I go down to the front desk and say, hey, can I get a bowl and a spoon from you? And then I just wash them, set it all up in a drying thing. I got take a towel. I have like a whole setup. Because you want to have routine.
It makes it so
listen,
much
you want
easier.
To just have routine. Yeah. When you're traveling and you need to be on point for business, or when you're traveling with three kids, it's expensive to feed three kids or a family. Especially for breakfast, because I just want eggs and stuff, and they want to charge you like a ridiculous amount of money. So we bring our own protein in the powder. We bring our own oatmeal. We bring water if we're driving somewhere, or I stop. I'll purposely stop from point A to point B to a hotel and grab a case of water somewhere so I don't have to pay the price at the hotel. And then I have people, my athletes that travel are those that are prone to hydration-related issues, especially if they're traveling to hot weather or high altitude where there's issues with hydration. I have them pack a powdered electrolyte so that they can stay hydrated, especially if they're having a hard time drinking enough water in and keeping that water on board. Some people drink a lot of water, but they just pee it right out. They don't have enough electrolytes in their body to keep it on board. And so I have them pack, my favorite one, which is called Catalyte. And then for some people,
what is it?
It's called Catalyte. It's a electrolyte powder, and you can just, drop it in your, there's some that are over the counter. You can just drop it in your water. Again, if you're traveling for sport, if you know you're prone to cramping, if you're traveling to high altitude, or if you're going somewhere where the weather is going to be really hot and you're going to be outside a lot, you want to be outside a lot, and you want to just stay on your A game.
Yeah.
So, and then the last thing would be, traveling and eating vegetables for some reason just seem to not go really well for people. So I do. So I do have people travel with a powdered greens drink, and you can get those, just buy an organic version at a health food store in your area. Again, you just add it to your water. So that counts as hydration. Mm-hmm. Shake it up. Again, you don't want to get sick while you're traveling. That's the worst case scenario, whether it's business or pleasure. So you want to be on your A game. You want to enjoy. You've saved up all your money to go on this vacation. You don't want cranky sick people. You don't want to be cranky and sick.
Right.
So just be smart when it comes to that sort of a thing. And that's what I pack. You pack well. What I mean by that is not your shoes. It's pack the stuff you need to help keep your blood sugar balanced, to stay hydrated, and to stay on your A game so you can get through Disney, you can get through your business meetings, you can get through that soccer tournament, whatever it is. And this is really important for athletes, because the worst thing that can happen to an athlete is they travel to a city, they go through fast food because they didn't plan and pack well.
Right.
Now their digestive tract is a disaster because they're not used to eating that certain kind of fast food where they came from, but it was cheap and easy to get and access there. And now their performance suffers because of it. And again, if you're a parent with a traveling athlete, you spend all this money helping to get them to this tournament, and now they have gas, indigestion, bloating, diarrhea, cramping. And it's like, man, we can do better. We can do better with just a few simple things beforehand.
Absolutely. So that's number four is move well. Move well, which you kind of are, you talk, and then fuel well. We already talked about that. We've got to go to break. What's number five?
Well, number five was some of the numbers are all messed up, but really they're all together. The one is choose, two is hydrate well, three is pack well, four is fuel well. Call ahead, find out what the hotel serves so you know what your options are. And then five is move well. If you're not traveling to play your sport, move while you're on vacation. You will feel better.
Absolutely.
And you won't have any regrets when you're there.
I love it. Jill Lane, thank you so much. We're going to continue on here with Jill Lane and Kip Watson. Stay tuned, everyone. Kip Watson's going to be talking about the five of what matters about five people you hang out with. Can't wait to hear it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I can tell you about now, baby. You know, she comes around.
Yeah,
well, I mean, just about 5'4".
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and Kip Watson. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor. She is a sports psychology professional, and she holds two master's degrees and has nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete and the mother of two. Are they still teenagers? Are they considered
19
teenagers?
19 and 17.
Oh, well, yeah. You're right in the, you're on the home stretch. I'm starting again with my 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I want to pull my hair out of my head. Anyway. But it's so good to have you in studio, as always.
Yes.
Love this girl. You can find Twitter. You can find Kip on Twitter, at KipFit. And today we're talking about the five. What matters about the five people you hang out with? I absolutely love this. So does Jill. One of her, it's one of her favorite quotes you said by...
I think it's Ralph Waldo Emerson. You're the average of the five people you hang around the most. That's the first version of this quote I heard, gosh, maybe a handful of years ago.
And, it's a common thing you see. But yeah, show me your friends. I'm going to show you your future.
Right.
I'm going to show you your destiny.
Absolutely. And what my mom and dad used to tell me is you become who you hang with.
Exactly.
So
yes,
that's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought. So think about the people you're hanging around.
Choose
and is
wisely.
That what you want to be?
Right. That's
is that
right.
what you want to
Yeah. So you know, so how do you become like the five people you hang out with? How come?
Well, I think the thing to remember is that your friends really become, and of course my kids are right in that zone where this starts to really be true. It's less about what mom and dad think and more about what your peers think. So your friends become the most important voices in your life. Right. Those voices typically become louder than anybody else's voice because you're around them more consistently and more often. And so that the important part of that then is they influence your thoughts, your belief system, which then impacts your decision making function, which what Jill was talking about, choice. Right. And those choices eventually lead to sort of the reality of your environment. Right. So if your five friends, just as an example, are like fat, lazy, they're drinking too much, they're depressed, and they're not driven, you might want to get some new friends, right? And if you switch to friends that are like we've been talking about, they're eating healthy, they're working out, they're driven, they're joy-filled, you got two different trajectories that you're going to go down.
Wow. Okay, so I know during the break you were talking about the power of validation. So that's the key that holds us to the wrong people? Is that it?
Well, yes, because here's the deal. We want to, it's basic human nature to want to be validated. We hunger for that sort of acceptance,
right?
That connection, right? To whatever group of people that we tend to be more like-minded with.
Birds of a feather flock together.
I'm going to eat this pizza and drink a 12-pack of beer. Are you going to eat it? Yeah, I'm going to eat it. Okay,
It's like a justification, too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
I'm a loser, you're a loser, let's be losers together, right?
Well, that's so very true. Right?
Yeah.
Our culture is very driven by socializing and eating.
Yes,
right?
It is.
And drinking too much. Oh, come on, just have one.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, just eat another bite. Oh, let's go get dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's wrong to do that from time to time, but that doesn't need to be your constant environment.
Yeah, but you do kind of have not a mob mentality, but kind of sort of. You know, I think back when one of my dear friends in my childhood, Shirley Beeman, and she was a fitness nut too, just like me, and we would go exercise for hours and hours, and then we would go to this pizza place and eat grilled Reubens and pizza and salad, and just like, you know, but we did it together. And so that's, you know, kind of what we're talking about. And it can be good or bad.
Yes, it comes down to the same word. I'm going to hook into what Jill said. It's choice, right? You have choices at early on in your life, right? You watch things. You experience things. You hang out with certain friends. They're going to ask you certain questions. Hey, come on. Come on, man. Let's go smoke and make some money. Mm-hmm. Guess where that's going to lead?
Yeah.
If you continually say yes to doing that,
yep.
you may get in trouble selling drugs one day.
Yep.
Is that what you want?
I feel like it's harder for the younger generation, I'm going to say like high schoolish right now, because as an adult, you can say, you know what? No, I'm going to pass on that and be on your merry way. But
right.
I think in the age your kids, your guys' kids are right now, if you say no, there's social media ramifications
right.
to that. There's, I don't want to say bullying, but it's like you
oh,
can't just say no and walk away. Like, it's hard enough for an adult to do that, but I feel for the age group, maybe middle school and high school and even probably college years, to say, you know what, now I'm going to pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
And to just stay strong in your decision of choice and be able to shut away the chatter that could happen
Jill,
from your choice.
You just nailed it. You just nailed it, because here's what we get caught up in. And it is harder for younger people because they're not as developed in their maturity.
They're more
spiritually,
easily brainwashed.
Emotionally and mentally, right? It's hard enough for adults to make the choice. And how they process decisions and not get caught up in the collective,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well,
and you're right. With social media, it's even harder.
Well, you know, last week, Kip, you and I talked about 13 reasons. I'm still upset about it. I have been tweeting about it. In fact, check out my tweet on Twitter, One Life Radio One.
You didn't hold back.
I did not hold back. I didn't. And it felt so good, because I'm sick of Hollywood and these, you know, these sleazy people selling crap to our children under the guise. And then they have a disclaimer at the front. I said, your disclaimer is BS, mm-hmm. but I spelled it completely out and tagged them. And it's just like, you know what? 13 reasons. I don't need 39 reasons why I should or should not commit suicide. It's just, and then the sodomy scene in this season, they just announced that they're going to have another season of it. Oh, great, Netflix. Thank you so much. You can poison our children's minds a little more. So you become who you hang with. You also become what you watch. And I have to tell you, I have
a huge impact.
I told you, and I want people to know this. They need to watch what their kids are watching. And I had a little girl tell me last week that she's unstable, or she was about a year ago. She had suicidal thoughts from watching that show. It wanted her to commit suicide from watching the show. So it's not the people just you hang out with, it's what you watch. And again, so a teenager like my daughter that knows about it, so they all talk about it. Have you watched 13 Reasons? Because you want to belong. You don't want to say, no, I don't want to watch that filthy stuff. You say, oh, maybe I should check it out. So I'm in the in crowd, so mm-hmm. I know what's up, you know?
And I had about 20 parents of this senior class where my son goes in my office yesterday, talking about the serious issues that our young people are dealing
it's
with.
It's serious.
And how do we as parents equip, help them navigate all this? And that whole social media aspect of what we've been talking about is huge, because we didn't grow up with that.
Right.
Right. And it presents another very difficult dynamic that we have got to equip them and educate them
right.
on how to make these solid choices.
And it's not helping bullying. I mean, and it's hurting it, in my opinion. It's-
well, a lot of us, I think, as adults, but I think our teenagers start to get that little bit of self-will, and they think they may believe that they're strong enough and smart enough to overcome the power of the collective thought, and they're just not, right? And that's our job as parents, is to make sure that they're developed enough, and
mm-hmm.
we're developing that
right.
so that they are strong enough. So we do need to watch what they're taking in. We need to know who they're hanging out with.
Right.
And because those all lead to that reality of their environment.
I absolutely agree. And thank you so much, Kip. And I want to say this. It's not just the parents. It's the whole family needs to raise a child. What is the expression? I can't think of it
takes
right
a
now.
Village.
Takes a village.
That takes a village to raise a child. So everybody watch our young people, because... I don't know. I'm pretty scared after knowing some of the stuff I read last night about 13 reasons they should be ashamed. Anyway, okay, thank you so much, everyone. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.